Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we're joined by Bloomberg's Rachel Metz. Thank you so much for your time. Microsoft is taking a 27% stake in OpenAI. As the ChatGPT company is taking steps to become a for-profit business. So, Rachel, what do we know about this deal?
Well, we know that it's been long in the works, and it's been something that OpenAI and Microsoft have been trying to figure out for a while. And it was really important for the two companies to figure this out so that OpenAI could push toward its plan to become a more traditional for-profit business.
Okay, so right now, OpenAI offers a lot of its products, ChatGPT, for free. There are different scales, of course, and some of which you can pay for. But how does OpenAI make money currently?
So OpenAI makes money from people paying it to use ChatGPT. As you mentioned, it's got a few different tiers. On the consumer side, it has a lot of consumer business, so people might pay it $20 a month. In some cases, they pay even more than that if they're willing to for more access to the service. Also, people use its software in their businesses and things like that, and people pay for that. So it's got a lot of business users, and it's got a lot of consumer users. And all in all, it makes billions of dollars each year from these various business lines all put together.
Okay, but it's still not profitable, correct?
That is true. And that is in large part because it spends tons of money, tons and tons of money each year on infrastructure. And this is poised to keep growing. I mean, the company said today, actually, on a call following the announcement that they had made this deal with Microsoft and that they had completed the restructuring, they made it clear that they had put together, that they had were committing to spend, I think it's over $1 trillion. I can't remember what the figure is off the top of my head, but they have all these expenses for chips that they want to build and for data centers to run and train the AI systems that they're making. So there's just so many expenses to do the kinds of things that they want to do.
Well, $1 trillion, you're starting to talk about some real money there. So while we're discussing money, a 27% stake, Microsoft steps in and says, according to this agreement, we're going to take a 27% ownership stake in OpenAI. That's about $135 billion. Why is Microsoft so interested in deepening this partnership with OpenAI?
Well, the companies have worked together for a long time, but even more than that, they have Microsoft is working on its own models, but it saw something very promising in AI, and it wanted to, you know, keep itself at sort of the top of the heap, as it were, in terms of developing this technology and having a stake in this technology. Microsoft is doing pretty well in this deal. I mean, OpenAI was a very different and much, much smaller company when this deal was struck, and now its stake is worth about $135 billion, which is pretty good for them.
So I'm reading that the attorneys general from California and Delaware are both signing off on this deal. Is anyone opposed to this restructuring?
Yes, actually. So funny you mentioned that. Elon Musk is quite opposed to it. He was one of the people that helped start OpenAI in the early days. He eventually left the company. He is suing OpenAI right now, and was part of his suit was he was trying to stop this transition. So it's a little bit unclear at this point what's going to happen next as far as Elon Musk's court case. I mean, the Attorney General of California did sign off on this, on this restructuring. So I'm not really sure what that will mean as far as how the judge in this case that Elon Musk has filed will respond. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that. And I'm sure we'll know soon.
Meanwhile, Elon Musk announced today that he's got his own version of Wikipedia. His own artificial intelligence department is launching Grokopedia. Is that correct?
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
Okay.
should be interesting.
How do you think that'll work? I mean, Wikipedia has gained a huge following because so many eyeballs are on it. There's so many so much fact checking from the larger internet community. And now we have maybe artificial intelligence creating a version of Wikipedia. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think, I think it's going to be a real challenge. I mean, the existing Wikipedia, it's extremely useful. It has flaws, but it is extremely useful. But it's also taken a very long time to build. I could see on the one hand how it might be useful to use AI to make or to improve that something similar to that. But I could also see how there would be lots and lots of issues, especially if you're trying to do it quickly. As we know, AI in many of its current forms, so like a large language model would be something that is predicting next tokens, but it's not necessarily designed to give you factual details or factual analysis. So I don't know how you're going to be checking all of the stuff that you're coming up with to make sure it's true, but I would hope that they have something in place to do that.
Yeah, that'll be very interesting to watch. Okay, Rachel, thanks so much for your time. That is Rachel Metz with Bloomberg talking about Microsoft taking out a 27% stake in OpenAI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.